We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is great to see you here. This is your first Major League opening day.
Yes,
are
is.
You excited? You don't have too many duties here today, right? I don't think we're going to see you at any point in time, so you
nope.
can kind of sit back and enjoy the view, can't you?
Yeah, I'm really excited. First opening day, I'm really excited to see Kendall pitch, watch the game, see all the festivities, Ricky Henderson, dedication, and it's just a lot of fun. I'm glad I got to, be up here, watching the opening night as a kid on TV is always really special, and actually being here is even more special. So looking forward to it, and can't wait to get the season going.
24 starts for you last year, came in with an ERA under 4, had an impressive strikeout total. What'd you think of your rookie year?
It was good. There was the first couple months were a little rough, but you're going to have that throughout your career, and I'm glad I went through all those struggles. So definitely learned a lot, and try to take something away from each game, even if it was bad or if it was good or anything like that. So overall, I thought I did really well, and I learned a lot of things, and just going to take it into the season and get the ball rolling.
Sean Manaea of the Oakland A's, tell us a little bit about your offseason. How is Arizona to you? I know that's where you make your offseason home. What did you focus on? Strength, conditioning? What do you call it? Mobility? That's a new word that people use around here. How's your mobility, Sean?
I feel like my mobility is pretty good. I'm pretty flexible for a big guy, I'd say. And off season was really good. Stayed out in Arizona, live in Scottsdale, and the whole time I was just focusing on not being hurt. Last year I was on the DL twice, and I really tried to focus on those two things that put me on the DL last year. So it was really good. I had a lot of grade of trainers, and I got to work out with a bunch of big leaguers at the place I worked out at. So it was really nice.
Other clubs, big leaguers from other clubs?
Yeah, Julius Chacin, he started for the Padres tonight. Evan Longoria, Jacoby Ellsbury, Dust Madroya, Bogarts. There's a lot of guys at the place I worked out at, and it was a lot of fun. Just got to watching them work out, doing their thing, and just hanging out, chit chatting with them. So
it's fun. You might have a better chance of bumping into a major leaguer in Phoenix in the off season than you do in a ballpark during the regular season.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a hot spot for a lot of people, and it's beautiful out there. Weather's perfect, and there's just so much stuff to do. So I'm glad I got to stay out there for the off season and try to get strong for the season.
And it's a dry heat.
Yes,
it's very dry heat.
It is very dry heat, especially during the summer. The first time I ever came out to Arizona was during the summer, and I'd never experienced anything like that before. So it's definitely an eye-opener.
Sean Manaea here on 95.7 The Game. I don't know what to expect from this season in terms of a win-loss total for you guys. It feels like the American League West is officially the Texas Rangers and everybody else.
Yes.
Is that fair?
I would say that. They're a really good ball club, and the AL West is, all together, I'd say, is, just really good division. Like you said, I can't tell you what our win-loss is going to be, but I feel like the group of guys that we have right now is a very good mix. We have a bunch of young guys, a lot of veteran guys, and if we can all just pull for each other and just mix very well, I feel like we have a really good season.
There's a lot of talent in this rotation. There isn't an awful lot of starts, though. There's not a lot of experience. We were talking with Glenn Kuiper earlier and Ken Korak, two of the broadcasters for the A's, and they both agreed inning count out of you guys is going to be huge. Mm-hmm. Any night a young A's starter kisses the seventh inning is just gravy time. It really is, and all that adds up to spare the bullpen. I know you still got some question marks at closer. I don't know why he just doesn't say Madsen, because it sounds like Madsen to me. But, I totally agreed with that. Just eating innings, not getting chased early, that's a big part of it for you guys this year, isn't it?
Yeah, it's huge. Last year, me coming up pretty early, that was kind of one of my downfalls is, throw a lot of pitches and you know, get taken out of the game pretty early. And that's just, you know, one of my pet peeves as a, you know, starting pitcher is, you know, not going past the fifth or, you know, getting taken out really early. And, you know, it really bothered me. So, you know, I'm trying to do everything I can this year to, you know, extend those innings and you know, go deeper in the ball games. And I know Kendall does a really good job. He's, you know, had a full year last year and, you know, he had a lot of innings. So, you know, he's a, you know, leader of our staff right now. And you know, I feel like he's, you know, grown a lot as a pitcher. And, you know, he's going to, you know, hopefully have a, you know, great season this year. And, yeah, like you said, it's a really young staff and you know, the bullpen, you know, try not to wear them out, but, you know, you never know what, you know, is going to happen during the season. So, you know, we'll try to do our best and you know, try to go, you know, deeper into ball games as much as we can.
Are you more comfortable with either Vogt or Fegley behind the plate? Does it matter to you?
Doesn't matter to me. You know, they're both really great catchers and you know, I trust, you know, everything that they call and you know, just framing wise, throwing wise, you know, they're, you know, about the same. So I can't really, you know, pick a favorite. You know, I could hope, you know, if I went out there blindfolded and, you know, didn't know who my catcher was, it wouldn't matter. Wouldn't matter to me.
Wouldn't matter at all?
No. They both do extremely well, and you know, I'm happy to, you know, have both of them on the team.
Similar philosophies in terms of attacking hitters? Is one guy more aggressive than the other, likes a little more fast down the middle, or, you know, not down the middle, that's not Major League Baseball, but, mm-hmm. you know, does one guy lean towards off-speed stuff, or they just both know you in the situation?
I'd say they both know me in the situation. I know Vogt has caught me a little more, and you know, he's... you know, see my changeup a little more, but you know, I feel like they both call great games, and you know, for the most part, I you know, agree with mostly what they say. So, you know, whatever they put down, I tend not to shake unless it's something I really, you know, like don't want to throw. So, you know, I can't really say who's, you know, I mean, they're both really good catchers, so I can't, you know, whatever they.
It's a good diplomatic answer. You've done a wonderful job with it. You should just feel good about it. And we'll move on to the fact that Sonny Gray is obviously, you know, he's the ace of the staff. Mm-hmm. And it's too bad that he has to miss another opening day. At least it's not food poisoning this time around.
Yeah.
It is, you know, obviously getting him back in the mix is something that everyone's looking forward to. No player likes talking about his own injuries, much less another player's injury, so we won't ask you that. But just tell us, how is Sonny doing? Does he have a good attitude about everything? He's not dobbered down, he's not pitching tonight. It's got to hurt a little, right? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, he, you know, he's not taking, you know, opening day like, you know, he's like the ace of the staff and he's like really upset about anything. He's just, you know, it's really unfortunate that he is hurt, but... you know, he's taken everything, you know, in stride, and he's, you know, has a really positive attitude about everything. You know, I haven't seen him during spring training, like, his head down or, you know, personality-wise, he's, you know, just same old Sonny. So I feel like he's doing really well, and, you know, he's doing everything he can in the training room to, you know, to get back on the field as quickly as possible. And you know, he's doing his best. So whenever, you know, he's ready and, you know, his body's, you know, tells him that he's good to go, then he'll be ready. And you know, that's going to be a great day for A's baseball. So definitely looking forward to that. And, you know, hopefully he can go back sooner rather than later.
I know you got to get running here in a little bit. You want to get back to your teammates and enjoy all the festivities. We're going to have everybody line up tonight and all the pomp and circumstance that comes with opening day. We really appreciate you being here and stopping on by. For those who don't know, you are of Samoan descent.
Yes.
Tasty Samoan treat we white people do not know about. What is a Samoan delicacy that we need to know about and start looking for so we live a better, well-rounded, fatter existence?
Oh, man, you can't it's pretty funny because I've actually only been to American Samoa once, and that was in 14. You know, I grew up in Indiana, lived in Indiana my whole life. And
not a lot of Samoan restaurants in Indiana.
No,
I can attribute that.
The only other Polynesian people I met in Indiana were – like my brothers and my dad. So really, I really have no idea what, like, you know, Samoan culture is like, just stuff I've read online. So
you weren't growing up with Samoan, you weren't eating Samoan on Wednesdays,
no.
Whatever that is.
No, it's pretty funny because this is like the first time, like past couple of years where I've actually started eating fish. Just growing up, it was kind of just weird to me. I never really liked fish before.
Well,
but
you know, here's the thing. You grew up in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Seafood does not dominate a landlocked state, for goodness sakes.
That's very true. But, yeah, it's my dad, you know, any kind of fish and just whenever he we'd go to like some fish restaurant or something like that, or cook fish, it just didn't really look that you know, appealing to me. So
right.
It's finally starting to grow on me, and you know, I'm trying to get more fish in my diet. But
all right,
yeah, I can't really say any you know, Samoan
no Samoan delicacy, not even the name of a Samoan cookie. There's no Samoan omelets.
I'm sorry, that's I know it's really bad.
You better get your Samoan knowledge up, man.
I really do.
I mean, I'm not worried about your major league career, but as far as the Samoan, you know, tribal council, the Samoan travel bureau, they're not going to be happy with you, Sean.
They're not. I know. It's something that's on my list, and, you know, I definitely got to take care of that.
The next time we talk, you'll have something for us.
Yes, 100%.
And hopefully a whole bunch of wins and a great ERA and off to a great start this year. We wish you the very best of luck in your season. To you and your teammates, and thanks so much for stopping on by.
Thank you very much.
Good to see you.
Nice seeing you,
Sean
too.
Manaea joining us here on 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.